energy in there.
Well, the only thing I'll say to that is, I had the opportunity to meet with Senator Sampson a couple weeks ago. We met again. Oh. We've met twice already. Yeah. It was good. I mean, it was important for us to clear the air, because some of it did get very personal. And I think us meeting and talking about how we move forward with the legislative agenda, how we move forward to make sure that no one's shut out of the process, was a very constructive meeting. So I look forward to working, with John if he's reelected as the minority leader of the Democratic Conference.
Did they ever reach out to ask you guys to join with them?
Never.
They didn't?
Never in a two-year period. Absolutely not.
And even after elections?
No? Even after elections.
Do you find that surprising?
No. Because there's some in that conference, and it's a very small group, that are not serious about governing. They're not serious about moving a Democratic agenda. They make everything personal. They make everything an affront. Somehow they couldn't live if the IDC existed as a third conference. And quite frankly, that's why we moved in the direction of supporting or having a coalition government with the Republicans. There didn't seem to be any willingness on the part of the Senate Democrats after the election was over to, one, recognize the Independent Democratic Conference, a third conference, and, two, form some type of coalition government. So when you don't have anyone on the other side saying that, wow, this is great, we could make history, we could change the way we govern, and the other side, meaning the Republicans, are willing to try this, well, I think it's pretty clear why we made the choice we did.
Did Senator Skelos reach out to you, or did you reach out to him to form this coalition?
We spoke about it right after Election Day, just laying out what we thought, continued with several of the meetings. I don't remember who called first. Mm-hmm. I'm really not sure who called first.
Now, when